I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. I wanted to ask about supplementation and contamination. So are there any concerns that you have about certain, and obviously you're not going to name brands here, but just how big the supplementation industry is and how unregulated it is, and the potential for contamination that could lead to some serious effects, particularly as most people see supplementation as a regime that you do lifelong?
So I know more about the US. You'll have to fill in the gaps for the UK. In the US, it's mostly completely unregulated because of legislation from the mid-90s, where it was purposely done to not put too much undue regulation on supplements and make it like drugs. And there's pros and cons, you know. Our party line for Examine is that supplements are woefully unregulated. Personally, I think that's both true and a little bit more subtle, because some supplements probably shouldn't be regulated like drugs, but there is a little bit of generally recognized as safe with supplements. Like if somebody wants to take a traditional herb that doesn't seem to have many detriments, fine, or a certain amino acid, fine. But the thing is, there is way more supplements than I can even... You know, I could take 2 days to count and I couldn't, there's probably over 1,000. So because there's so many, I think supplement manufacturers can more or less do what they want and focus on the bottom line. And to focus on the bottom line, it's good to do things such as not being as strict about batch testing. If you don't do internal testing that much, you can have very high batch-to-batch variability and the amount of active ingredient in your product. Most of the time, it might even out. Like if somebody is taking BCAAs, and sometimes it has more or less of the BCAAs as shown in the label, it's no big deal because BCAAs are fine and it'll mostly even out. But let's say you're taking a fat loss supplement. Those things usually can have side effects at higher levels. If you get some pills that have low amounts and some pills that have high amounts, all of a sudden you're encroaching on the like, might have random heart attack space. And one might think, oh, that doesn't apply to me because I'm young and healthy. But when I was in college, I started lifting weights sophomore year of college. And I got sort of like a wake up call because the guy who told me about lifting weights said right away, focus on the library and the kitchen, not on the gym reps and sets. So I got set on a really good path early on. And I was doing all this stuff, doing research, going to read the journals and the stacks at the library. And within maybe 2 months, there was news that a wide receiver on our football team, football meaning American football, had passed away from taking a fat loss supplement. And I was like, whoa, like I didn't know about this at all. And I had taken that ingredient. And I was like, well, I need to do more research into this. And the guy who does the most research into it in the US, probably in the world, is Peter Cohen, from Harvard Medical School. Murray might not be there anymore. I can't remember. But he found a lot of batch-to-batch variability in certain types of supplements like yohimbine, various fat loss supplements. There's a lot of adulteration in muscle building supplements, because if you put a little bit of something that actually builds muscle into supplement that might not build too much, then people will be like, wow, this really did a lot. But it's not the ingredients on the label. It's the other adulterated stuff they put in. And the last one is generally like every herb that does mysterious things, you know, that helps your energy and, you know, makes you a whatever tiger in the bedroom, like that stuff. Way more supplements are adulterated than anywhere else. Yeah. Actually, the very last thing is this isn't adulterated supplements so much, but there's an increasing number of older people that go to the emergency room because of choking from larger pills. So a check that I do for people that I know is trying to either split the pills using a pill splitter, if there are those horse pills, or not using big pills at all, either using small pills, like instead of multivitamin, a small D, a small whatever, or using a liquid when possible, because there's liquid vitamin D. Because the last thing you want is, you know, your great grandmother or grandmother to go to the hospital because she choked on supplement.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.